I do too. And today we have Kim Ramirez with us. And Kim, you have been a teacher your whole life, I assume, and you've touched a lot of lives. And so Mary Austin of Byron wanted to nominate you to be a hero of the herd. You're her hero.
Well, the first word that comes to my mind is I'm humbled. I did something I loved, and that probably came through all the time. I taught over 9,000 people in lots of towns.
Wow.
Yeah. And there was nothing more gratifying than to see these people succeed, because they weren't always medical coders. Some came from other walks of life, and they wanted to go into that. So,
What is a medical coder?
Well, you know, when you get your bill from the physician, mm-hmm. we put the code to it. Either your surgery, your hospital visit, your office call. And there is a real science, believe it or not, to medical coding.
And that's what the insurance company looks at, those codes and all that stuff.
That's correct. That's how they pay it. Yes.
Wow. So, but I also understand that your health has been an issue too, and everybody's just cheering you on as well. And hopefully this came at a great time for you.
It very much did. I was, had a bad day that day. I'm on the heart transplant list. I have 69 stents that have been happening over the last 20 years. So my students kept me going. I can honestly say I did have a heart attack and was discharged from the hospital on Monday and went back teaching Thursday. So,
wow.
You know, you just, it's something that kept me going.
Wow.
Yeah.
And to be able to teach medical coding while knowing that you had medical and people are looking up to you, that just had to be the connection for you to life, I would take it.
Yeah.
And as we keep going through these interviews, we keep getting more heroes here in the studio with us. I think one of the common denominators amongst all of them is just passion, passion for what you do. Why are you so passionate about teaching? Why have you been so passionate about teaching?
Well, first thing, I love medical coding. I get bored very easily.
So,
I don't
too.
Know how I stayed married 48 years because I get bored very easily, but he's a good man, that's why. But the thing is I love it, so I wanted to pass that on. I am still doing coding.
Sure.
I code from home for 12 surgeons out of the Quad Cities. And so I wanted to give that opportunity to other people. And like I said, there, and you know, with social media, I have so many former students that are on Facebook with me, and to see their, you know, how they have succeeded and what they have done in their life, that really means a lot.
We're talking with Kim Ramirez, our hero of the herd this week on 95.3 The Bull. Ever been called a hero before?
No, I've been called a lot of other things, but never a hero.
Well, you'll be a hero in our minds for sure.
Thanks to
U.S. Cellular, they're going to hook you up with some cool prizes.
That's right. So
thank you.
We got a plaque for you.
Okay.
We've also got a Bluetooth speaker for you as well. And that's all for being a hero of the herd. So, you know, just a small way to say, small way to say thank you for all the things that you've done in your life and all the people you've helped inspire. And again, all the lives that you've helped change, right? You say you get to go on Facebook and watch the trajectory of your students' lives kind of take off. And I can't imagine how rewarding that is. So thank you again for all that you've done.
Well, thank you. And thanks to Mary. She's a good person.
Aww. That's Kim Ramirez, our hero of the week with 95.3 The Bull.